when presidents enter their final year of office, they often are regarded to think about their personal legacy, which they will leave to history. Often they will spend much of their efforts during that year to try to enhance the legacy which they wish to project into the future. But legacies are not exclusive to presidents. For almost everyone at one time or another thinks about his or her legacy. But the truth of the matter is that whether we know it or not, or like it or not, we all will leave a legacy which people will remember. Our personal legacy hopes are found on tombstones, epitaphs. You know, although some may sound ridiculous, they do say something about the remembrance of an individual or the legacy they leave. First is the legacy of beliefs or non-beliefs. This was one tombstone. Here lies an atheist, all dressed up and no place to go. Now, you can imagine this person who had to get the last word in. On his tombstone, he had written, "I told you I was sick." Now, this one really cracked me up. You can imagine what this person must have been like. On the tombstone, the epitaph: "Dear departed brother Dave, he chased a bear into a cave." You can imagine him. Mel Brock, the man of a thousand voices in cartoons, had engraved on his tombstone simply, "That's all, folks." Now, Thomas Jefferson wrote on his epitaph, and this he clearly wanted to state his legacy, "Here is buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, father of the University of Virginia." That was his tombstone at that. "Will Rogers of the early 20th century, the humanist of that time, had written on his tombstone, "I never met a man I didn't like." Doesn't that tell you something about his legacy? And finally, Edgar Allan Poe's epitaph simply said, "Nevermore." His famous poem. His legacy. You know, epitaphs tell us about the ongoing legacy of a person, but are not that often written on tombstones anymore or within archival writings. Nevertheless, they are written upon the lives of those who are touched by another individual. They remain not only in memory, but often within the actual life changes within another person. In other words, an individual's legacy lives on within others, whether we like it or not, or whether we are proud of it or not. They live on. Legacies become unchangeable when the last breath is taken, which can be a frightening thought. Think about that one. Jesus was no exception in formulating what he saw as his legacy. Jesus, knowing his time in an earthly form was quickly coming to an end, stated, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so I now say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." He then simply spelled out the message which he lived and his legacy. This legacy was summed up in these words: "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another." Doesn't that sum it up? It was by these words that Jesus lived his life. He continually showed his compassion and love to all with whom he met, regardless of the circumstance. His love knew no bounds. He had no prejudice, which limits love, as witness when he met the Samaritan adulterous woman at the well, or when he ate with the son tax collectors, or when he healed the daughter of the Canaanite woman who would have been considered to be unclean and even an enemy to the Jew. His love overcame all of his personal desires, as witness when he tried to retreat to himself after John the Baptist's death. He was interrupted by thousands who wanted healing. And of course, that day ended up with the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. He postponed his own desire to be alone. His love knew no fear when he touched the leper or denied the Jewish law by healing on the Sabbath. His love was not restricted by age or social status, for he loved the working person as well as the beggar, the poor, and the downtrodden. And he reached out to the rich. His love was endless, for on the cross, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Forgiveness of those who persecute you is the ultimate expression of love. You know, Jesus not only lived his legacy, but he knew his legacy would change the lives of those who would dare to live it. Therefore, his legacy was not just a written epitaph upon a tombstone, but an actual life which exemplified what all mankind needs in order to find meaning and purpose of life. And that is love. Therefore, like all legacies, it was passed on to the next generation. His legacy would not fade into oblivion like the epitaph on the tombstone. Instead, it was literally passed on from generation to generation until this very day. His legacy lived on and lives on when his message of love was and is lived in each generation to follow. We are the recipients of this legacy. The problem is that in the past, and now the truth of this legacy may be hidden. We may have symbolic gestures which we like to project to cover up who we are. We may like to wear the symbolic name of being a Christian. But this may only go only as far as the symbol itself. You know, it is human nature to say that we belong to something which stands in the favorable eyes of others. So we may actually wear these physical symbols in order to impress people or to promote our inclinations or likings. So we wear hats, t-shirts, pins, and buttons to say who we are, and in a way create merit to our legacies. So the hats go on. The t-shirts come out. All the alma mater. I'm a part of that. Even in the fact of a umbrella. Or how about this? This we will recognize very much so. It's election year, and we become a part of the election process. Or maybe we're involved in some organization and become active in their endeavors. Ah, and I'm a staff member. Part of my legacy. Or we all remember this. Part of our home team. Proud of our legacy here. And even this, if you recognize it. We wear the church on our sleeve. When all is said and done, these actually mean very little. Even the buttons that we may wear may state who we are. They all mean very little. So when all is said and done, actually, what means is the way we live our lives. These external symbols may just be there to camouflage who we are and the truth about our lives. We may even say all the right things in order to try to deceive others from the truth of our real selves. These are only camouflages. One does not have to look too far right now to see this being played out by those who are running for political fame and office. The words are camouflage. The problem is compounded when people are led to believe in these false, shallow, and false outward pretenses. To blindly follow them only leads one's legacy to suffer when our true lives become revealed for what they really are, words and symbols which have no truth and meaning or have no life to them. We see not only in politics and everyday activities But within the life of the church and professed Christianity, we also see this. There is little doubt, very little doubt, that the Jimmy and Tammy Bakers and Jimmy Swaggerts, the pedophile clergy, and those who use the name of the gospel to become multimillionaires and famous have led people astray and defrauded them. They camouflage themselves under the name of Christianity. But their legacy lives on in that they have turned countless numbers of people away from the church and any organized Christian institution. And I can attest to that in conversations with people time and time again. They have turned people away from the gospel. These legacies are in direct opposition to that which Jesus passed on to us. The legacy which he passed on can only be found in how life is lived and, of course, what motivates this life. Jesus states it very clearly when he states, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That cannot be any clearer. There is no camouflage in this. For if life is motivated out of the love of God, there is no room for bigotry, hatred, revenge, prejudice, or malice, which is often justified through twisted words of false Christianity. John stated in these words, "Those who say, 'I love God,' and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen." The legacy which we leave tomorrow is the legacy we live today. Have you given thought to what that is and what you wish it to be? Just think about the love which you still have to give and the joy you can give to others with this love. Just think about the encouragement you can give to a young person trying to find their way in life and what this may mean to them and their legacy. Just think about the hug. The hug you give in order to comfort someone in need. Just think about the time you could spend with someone who is alone and lonely, and what that brings to their lives. Just think about the word of support you can give to those who face prejudicial acts. It is this love which Jesus is referring to. This is what we strive for within our fellowship of believers, and hopefully is the living legacy of Epiphany. The love of one another is the legacy of the Christian, which will live on. This is how you are and will be known. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And it all starts here. And And it is here within this fellowship of believers. It is here. And let us continue to feed it and have it grow so it spreads. Yes, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.